information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot.
But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, baby.
Hello. Hi. Hey, and hi. And welcome to This Week's Credit Cost. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you at the end of another week. It's always the end of a week, so no idea why I always say that. But it is the end of another week. And yeah, it's great to be back here. And it's been raining in Harare and apparently in Bulawayo as well and a couple other places. So yeah, the first rains. And you know, the superstition says that if you get caught in the rain, and if you're one of the people that get caught by the first rains, you're going to get rained on forever and ever. I don't know about forever and ever, but you know, the rainy season is going to be weird for you. Anyway, what are the big stories this week? There was a video that went out, did the rounds on social media, of a woman who was in the street in Harare. And there's been a lot of confusion over whether this was because of she was in a miniskirt and got stripped. Some people say it's an old video and that sort of thing. And so there's been a lot of discussion over social media and all that sort of thing over whether this woman was actually abused. Now, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was a miniskirt march that took place in Harare, which is against women being stripped by Mawindi and so forth for walking around, you know, with small, well, tiny skirts and that sort of thing. So I don't know if it's related to that. There hasn't been that much information on it. But yeah, it was a peculiar video. Next thing this week, the Gorindia Mambwe Frontiers came up with their annual list of the top 100 influential Zimbabweans under the age of 40. Of course, controversial as always. Number one was that man, Walter Magaya. I'm not going to argue with that. It was controversial this year. By the way, when I think of the word influence, I think of the year they gave Hitler the number one position. I'm not, for those who are going to get catch feelings, I'm not comparing Magaya to Hitler. So if you, I'm just saying, if he doesn't influence you, it doesn't mean that he's not an influential person. This year he's had so many stories about him. Second was Emmanuel Makandiwa. I think he was second last year, and he's second again this year. And third was Talkie Vibes. Yeah, that was controversial. I don't know. Yeah, that was just, number three? Really? I don't know. Yeah, I came number 74. But I'm not really putting that much credence to that list. It's yeah, it's out there, somebody's opinion and that sort of thing. But yeah, so many people are catching feelings over it. What else happened? JJ was nominated again for elimination from Big Brother House. As for the other contestant, Butterfly, she's safe because, well, she was behaved. She won some. She was part of some group that received immunity this week. Accidents happening all over the place. Yeah, especially with the rains. I need everybody to be careful because, yeah, at the best of times, we just have so many stupid accidents. And we really need to stop having stupid accidents. I hate the really stupid ones. And going out on the continent, some idiots had the nerve to go and rob Black Coffee. You know, Black Coffee, the DJ? Yeah, they robbed him off his laptop, which had music that had not been released. So some pillocks out there driving around with music from Black Coffee. And for all you know, they might have just sold it for like 10 rands or something silly like that. And so, yeah, you know, this intellectual property has been stolen. Yeah, sad. And also in the United Kingdom, something interesting, revenge porn will be criminalized. A bill has been sent into Parliament to stop revenge porn. Now, sadly in Zimbabwe, we have a law against porn in general, but there's no specific law that deals with revenge porn. So, you know, papers like H Metro and so forth profit from, you know, sex tapes being dropped, somebody using their anger to with an ex-partner to do what they call revenge porn. So yeah, that's going to be outlawed strictly by the law in the United Kingdom. Yeah, so those are the tidbits and the stories. Catch you on the other side. But I talk about rap beef. Controversial stuff, this.
This beat is hot. Hot, hot, hot.
If there was a million, I never said I need the heavens. No, I don't want the shooting stars. But what I want is what you are. Today I'm giving you my word.
Yeah, there's a brand new remix to a song that we played a couple of months ago from Tinashe Makura and Chashe. The track is also Kupenga, We Get Together. Lovely remix that. Yeah, we get all dancey-dancey, aren't we? Dancey-dancey. The name is Larry, you listen to The Criticast. The next thing I'm going to talk about was something that was controversial this week. Even mainstream media picked up on it. There was something off a Twitter beef. I don't even want to go too hectically into it because we're silly. Anyway, the background for it is the fight was the people claim that a rapper by the name of Modiwa took his style from Stunna. So apparently Modiwa went in on Stunna, and then the people that ganged up on Modiwa and people from Modiwa's gang, you know, or people ganged up on Stunna and whatever it is and became a thing. And yeah, they went in really in a disproportionate way at each other. And then I decided that I was going to write an article on this. In fact, I'm pretty pissed that this happened. Why I'm pissed about it is, you know, when you really think about the rest of the world, when people have beef, it's because they're going to make money off it. When you're relevant, like, you know, when I talk about relevant, I think, you know, when we start having artists, especially hip-hop, don't get me started on hip-hop. If I'm going to talk about the state of hip-hop in a bit just now. But, you know, when we're filling 5,000 seaters to start with, Just 5,000. I'm not going to talk about 80,000 stadium type things. But if, like, you get some of these guys on a normal Sunday or Saturday for a gig in their countries, they're going to have 5,000, 10,000 people as standard coming to watch their shows. Until we're doing that, we need to be realistic about who we are. Until we've got artists that are competing in the top 10. In African lists for performers, we need to be realistic about where we are. The argument is not whether we have talented people or not. No, that's not the argument. There are loads of talented people. Madiwa was very talented. Stunna is talented. So is 10 Diamond. Junior Brown, I could talk for days about how much talent we have in this country. The thing is, we're not working smartly. And that's just the thing. And we've got this tiny little corner of bread that we've got, and we're calling it a loaf. There's a problem, and we're fighting over it. It depresses me, because in reality, we need to be hustling for more. I'm not saying that they're not hustling enough, but we need to hustle smarter. To start off with, you know, if we really want to talk about it. Since Zim Dancehall went really aggressive, and I'm not even going to suggest that Zim Dancehall even personifies what we think is great music coming out of this country. No, I don't think that. The musicality is completely average. You know, the mixing and mastering, that's something that you simply have to get right. You can't put songs out that just sound as raw as you know, just raw, just horrible. That's what I'm talking about. We need to make better music. We need to complete the process. So that means the process we're talking about is from writing great music, putting together a great sound. It's just going to sound great because you're going to put it out there, and there are people from other countries who don't understand the language. They must at least love the sound. Now, by the way, when I'm saying this, I'm not putting people under pressure to Zimbabweanize their sound. That's going to happen naturally. Okay, natural selection makes that happening. So after that, what would you do? That we need to be aggressively in people's faces. We need to be touring the whole of Zimbabwe. Of course, the guys have done that, but we also now need to be known outside the streets of Zimbabwe, and not just being played on a specialized radio station show in another country. We need to be battling in that mainstream that they have. Must the way that sounds from people like Mafikizolo and so forth easily make it onto our radio stations? Our songs should just be a must wherever they are. It just should be that way. And when we're competing like that in other people's territories, then we can start having silly beefs. Because right now we're working on dividing an industry that is not worth anything. In fact, I use the word industry as an insult to what industries are. We're not serious yet. When I say we're not serious, I'm not suggesting that no one out there is taking this stuff seriously. I'm just saying we need to just work a lot smarter. That's all. And all these silly beefs we have, not worth it. If we're making loads of money out of beef, like what Iggy Azalea and Snoop Dogg just did, they made loads of money from their beef, and they just quashed it. But they made loads of money because there's something to fight over. It just pisses me off. It just really pisses me off. Let's grow up for a second.
Playing all of your favorite songs.
But one day, she became somebody. Rekani kutaurire, nyayairi pano. Paivapo, mwanasikana. Akagurira munamo, asina chake. Akagura ariwoga, asina wake. Rekani kutaurire, nyayairi pano. Paivapo, mwanasikana. Akagurira munamo, asina chake. Akagura ariwoga, asina wake. Aichaga kurarama.
Nenzira zose zose.
Aichaga kurarama.
Nemabasa ose ose.
Aichaga kurarama.
Panjimbo zose zose.
Aichaga kurarama. Akagumizira ari pasingaite. Usacheme mwanasikana. Usacheme yeah. Usacheme mwanasikana wo. Usacheme yeah. Usacheme mwanasikana. Usacheme iwe. Usacheme mwanasikana wo. Usacheme.
Moto wako nga uvire vire vire hey. Nga uvire vire vire. Moto wako nga uvire vire vire hey. Nga uvire vire vire. Moto wako nga uvire vire vire hey. Nga uvire vire vire. Moto wako nga uvire vire vire hey. Nga uvire vire vire.
Yeah, that's brand new Cynthia Mare. The track is called Ngao Vira. Beautiful music coming out of Zimbabwe. It's part of a campaign that she's just started. She's a beautiful woman, isn't she? She's rather beautiful. On the other side, in the the relationship segment, I'm going to talk about why men, and apparently this is something that was contributed by somebody, why men, especially stronger men, take offense if a woman tells them how they like it in the bedroom. Woo!
You are listening to the best DJ.
Yeah, the name is Larry. It's the Criticast. And yeah, in this final segment, I was talking about relationship issues. Mimi say to me, look, I need to find out why men, especially Shona men, get all touched up if a woman says how she likes to get in the bedroom. And I thought to myself, what kind of man is that? But then I realized, after having a chat with a couple of people and asking them and so forth, loads of them, all of them decided they didn't want their voices on the show. But getting their opinions, the common denominator that I picked up was self-esteem issues. If a woman says you're not doing it properly, he feels as if he's, or rather, she's not even saying you're not doing it properly. She's saying, this is how I would like you to take care of me sexually. He's thinking, she is saying, you can't take care of me sexually. That's the core of it. He's thinking, no, you're the worst lover in the world. Let me tell you one thing, ladies. As men, we always exaggerate your statements. It's one of the things why I've always said men sometimes get scared of walking up to a woman because they think, oh no, she says no, I'm going to... And the world is just going to explode. It's just going to explode. It's just going to be weird. And I won't be able to breathe or take a dump or anything. And whatever's... I'm just not going to be able to survive. And neither will the rest of the world. And that's just a self-preservation mechanism. But then the other side of it all, a couple of the men said, sometimes it's down to how it's communicated. And that's an important part of communication. Ladies, if you want to tell your man how you... need to be taken care of sexually, sometimes you need to come across as wanting to make it better. And the way I think is the best to do it, this is me just speaking from what I think, is don't talk about how you want to be taken care of while you're having sex. Because right now at that point, trust me, the man is under pressure. No one wants pressure on top of pressure. Unless it's like something that's like fundamental, like I could janitor or something. You know, I don't know. But, you know, other than that, choose a nice Sunday afternoon when there's no football. Don't talk about it during the football. No, don't do that. It's rude. Don't do that. No, just don't. Oh, you're having a great laugh and so forth, and just start talking about sex. And throw innuendos and be specific about what you like to try and what you want to do. Yeah, because, yeah, sometimes the way that it could be communicated could come across as something that somebody needs to be defensive about when they don't need to be. Yeah, but, you know, it's always strange. Sometimes communication is tough because the relationship is bad. Sometimes people just don't know how to talk to each other. Happens a lot. But gents out there, don't get offended if your woman says she likes to be pleasured in a certain way. The fact that she's brave enough to tell you means she believes that you can handle it. She doesn't think you're a sissy and you're just going to start crying and, you know, hoping that somebody's going to come and give you a hug or something. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, that's all for this week's Criticast. The name is Larry. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquidditie.com, or you could go to my website, www.larryquidditie.com, or you could get me on Twitter at Quidditie. Quidditie has got a Y-I at the end. Also, finally, another way to get in touch with me is over WhatsApp, +263 776 595 560. And with that, I leave you listening to the music of a kid by the name of Avery. Oh, beautiful music all the way from Zimbabwe. The name is Larry. Just being the quick.
I've been wishing maybe you and I could talk. Settle down, girl, straighten things out. Ooh, that girl has been so impossible. Cause you've been at work and I've been in the studio. And every night is the same. I'm getting tired of this game. Cause the truth of the matter is no one will take the blame.
I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?